97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hello and welcome into this week's podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. If you haven't already, please also download this week's radio show podcast. Of course, you can hear Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors every weekend in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk and KMOX Radio. And of course, we put out two podcasts a week. The radio show podcast goes out on Fridays, and this podcast exclusive goes out every Monday. We appreciate you listening. And if you know anyone that likes to talk about their gun rights, the Second Amendment, likes to be kept up on all the latest news in those areas, or somebody who is appreciative of law enforcement or the military, or likes to get outside and fish and hunt and camp and hike and all of those great things, that is what this show is all about. So if you have somebody in your life that you think might appreciate these type of discussions, please share these podcasts and let them know that we are here and having these type of discussions each and every week. I'm Tony Colombo here with our producer, Carl Middleman.
Hello.
And my partner, Bo Matthews.
Present.
And sticking around from the radio show this week and putting a little overtime in the podcast exclusive is one of our great sponsors, Razorback Armory. Our friend Jesse from Razorback is here as well. Jess, thanks again for sticking around.
No problem, guys. Appreciate it.
So we were at the end of the show there, we were talking about some of the legislation that is being pushed by Joe Biden and other Democrats in Washington, D.C. It looks like they are now, I was going to say that they have gun reform in their crosshairs. That's what I wanted to say. And then I realized how
on the
cliche
nose
and punny that was. So I won't say it, even though I just said it. But, we were all kind of waiting for this shoe to fall, right, Jesse? Like,
yep.
at the beginning of this presidency, Joe Biden didn't waste time. He went straight into action, writing executive orders and taking executive action and all of these different areas. But he suspiciously did not take action in the gun reform arena, even though it was such a big platform of his presidential campaign. And so we've all just kind of been waiting for it to happen and wondering why it didn't happen on day one like he had said it would. But now it seems to be here, and there is a lot going on. Are you hearing anything? Do you hear anything like inside the industry when, you know, there might be a new law coming or an executive order coming? Do you get rumblings ahead of time like, hey, don't buy any more cases of 10-round magazines because they're about to be illegal and you don't want to have a bunch of them in your warehouse? Like, do you ever hear a heads up like that, or do you just get surprised like the rest of us?
So there's a lot of stuff that's floating around that's not really, you know, it's not etched in stone, it's not substantiated, but there are plans in place through different wholesalers, different manufacturers on what the industry will look like going forward if there is a ban, if there is certain rules, regulations, you know, re-registration in parts. And actually, like, it's funny, the last time I was on, we were talking about it and, you know, talked about kind of the situation that just happened, you know, hey, they're, as soon as there's a mass shooting, as soon as somebody uses a black rifle, man, it's coming down. And, you know, now we're seeing that kind of roll out. And, you know,
wasn't it Alex Salzman?
I need to ban all that stuff.
Wasn't it Alex Salzman who was on with us a month or so ago? And I asked, what are they waiting for? They said they were going to take action in the gun area on day one. And I'm surprised that they haven't. What do you think they're waiting on? Wasn't it Alex that said they're waiting on a shooting? And that's when I said
I would hate to play chess with her to plan something like that.
Yeah.
They already had their info, their ammo ready. The administration did for this opportunity.
She
kind
was
of
so
like,
right.
Kind of like old. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, it's just their plan. You know, we're waiting for something to make it more real. I mean, you know, you've got, what is it, 10, 11 people shot in a grocery store, first responder shot, and, you know, the person used a AR-15. So,
and is that true? Do we know that was an AR-15 used?
They're saying semi-automatic, black. Right, they haven't come out and said it, but all of the news media is flashing that, and we haven't seen anything to dispute it.
Yeah, I know a lot of law enforcement, and I've been asking around because a lot of times that network of people communicate, and I'm curious because I would think a lot of shootings happen with handguns because they're easier to conceal and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I do want to say this, Jesse, though. Officer Eric Talley, father of seven, 50 years old, 51 years old. How sad is that? Because he was one of the first guys on the scene. So this guy that started this and did this horrible event, he had mental health issues. His family was out, and I don't know how the mainstream media missed it because they put it out there. The family said no, he was socially inept. He was
They didn't miss it. They ignored it. It doesn't push their agenda, so they don't.
I only saw it once, Tony.
Yeah,
and that's what makes me mad.
The media didn't miss it. They just it doesn't. It doesn't push forward their agenda, so they leave it out of the story.
Right. Yeah, people snap all the time.
Yeah, it's a situation where and then when you dive into it, we're hearing things. He bought the gun 6 days prior. He already had red flags. I mean, this is kind of going back to our other conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if something was in place to keep him from purchasing that gun, that would have been good. But we kind of have that in place. But when you say someone's been flagged, what have they been flagged for? Because apparently they weren't flagged for not buying a firearm.
Yeah.
For doing the national instant background check system going through, because the gun dealer did everything. The guy didn't walk in and said, hey, you know what I'm going to do in about 6 days? I'm going to go shoot up a grocery store.
Yeah.
He went in and said, hey, that's a neat gun. I like to buy it. I'm sure he was probably calm, and normal everyday customer, the gun dealer's like, oh, great. Hey, no problem. Because, these things are flying off the shelves. So you're not looking at everybody who's buying them as they're going out to do horrible things with these. And did what he was supposed to do. Now, if they had flags on them, they would have stopped that. Yeah, hopefully we could have prevented that. Or, obviously he may have, if he was that mentally unstable, he may have used a different tool to go out and perpetrate
absolutely
those things. But the gentleman, and that officer, did exactly what he was trained to do. First responder, shows up, tries to protect human life, does everything, and makes the ultimate sacrifice for it, and should be completely honored, everything.
Yeah,
but
true
now
hero.
The focus of all this is going to be this guy and this bad gun and how the gun was horrible and it did the whole thing.
Okay, so the Washington, Jesse,
go ahead, Bo.
Yeah.
The Washington Post says the city of Boulder, Colorado barred assault weapons in 2018 as a way to prevent mass shootings like the one that killed 17 at Parkland, Florida earlier that year. But 10 days after that ban was blocked in court this month, the city was rocked by this tragedy we're talking about right now. I didn't know that part. And is that true? Because this is mainstream media, after all.
I've not been able to research or look at it that closely, but I mean, if they're reporting on it, I'm sure there's a grain of truth there somewhere. It might not be, it might be spun. The whole thing is just an absolute, tragedy for that. But when they spin that picture, it's going to go to him and the gun.
Yeah. And I'm
and
so
the
sick.
Gun is the bad part.
Exactly. And I'm so sick of, I touched on this in the on the radio show this week. I'm so sick of these tragedies happening. People lose their lives. Terrible situation. And then we hear it in the aftermath that these many of these, almost every single one, at least the recent ones, have had this history of, we knew that he had mental problems. We knew that he had been writing or posting on social media about what he was going to do or telling people what his plans were. The
right.
Tennessee, I mentioned the Tennessee bomber who blew up the RV a couple months ago. People knew at one point he had been caught building bombs in his garage. I mean, like, and then instead of going, how do we act? Because to me, the next common sense step is, how do we act on these red flags without infringing on somebody's rights? How do we do a better job of identifying and reporting all of these red flags when these people are telegraphing where their mind is at and what road they're on, what path they're going down? How about we focus on that and try to stop it from there instead of saying, oh, this is terrible. Another tragic shooting happened. Now is the chance to push forward legislation to ban high capacity magazines. Like, give me a break. That's not going to stop. That's not the way to address this. There are ways that we can try to stop these things from happening and hopefully stop many of them from. You're never going to stop every single crime from happening, but we can stop many of them,
Tony,
if we focus on the right things. And I feel like we never focus on the right things.
If this country was gun-free, there was not a single gun in the entire country, that same guy would find a knife or a sword or a rock or something. So this is a mental health issue.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess, I talked to Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory on the radio show about this. I wanted to get your thoughts on it as a gun store owner. I don't know if you heard this story or saw this quote from CNN's Allison Camerota. She is one of the hosts on CNN, and she was talking about this story this week. And her solution a problem is with the gun store and the gun store employees and the gun store owners. And she wants you to do more about this. Let me read you this quote and then get your thoughts on it. This is, again, CNN's Allison Camerota earlier this week. Why don't we go to the gun shop owners and say, do you think that this 21-year-old who comes in and wants an AR-15-style weapon, do you think he looks like he's going hunting with this weapon? Did you ask him? By the way, do you think people are chasing you? Do you ever hear voices in your head saying that people are coming for you? Do they ever ask questions like that? Jesse, do you ever ask your customers if they
only
are hearing Bo. Voices in their head?
I mean, only in Bo.
Only Bo. No.
And really, honestly, that, I mean, so I'm a, you know, if you want to call it, trained firearm salesperson, and we follow all federal guidelines. I'm not a psychologist by any stretch of the imagination. So for me to give an accurate, you know, deep dive into someone's psyche is not, you know, not even close to being what we're doing. But we do.
Somebody doesn't come into your store if they're not wearing a camo jacket. If somebody comes in to buy a gun and they're not wearing a camo jacket, do you go, I don't know, you don't look like a hunter. Why are you buying this gun? Like,
we should
give me a break.
Back to the Second Amendment, because it says hunting all over. The
right.
Second Amendment is littered with the word hunting.
Great point. Yeah. Great point. Yeah, that just gives you an idea of where many people on the left and people that are wanting to infringe on your gun rights, that's where they're at.
And if they're not able, if the administration is not able to get through bans or whatever, you know what? It's going to come down to a money grab. They're going to just tax you. They want to tax you on your clips that you have, your high capacity magazines, which have no serial number. So there's no way to know how many, you know, high capacity magazines somebody has unless they come to your home and do an inventory. This could be a money grab. And, you know, they're going to have to pay for a $2 trillion help you rescue mission stimulus package they just put together.
Sure.
And by the way, in regards to that, isn't it funny when the president of the United States says checks are in the mail, they're not sending checks out to anybody. It's direct deposit for, I think, everybody.
Yeah.
It's like him talking about the record player. Make sure you got the record player rolling.
No. And we, you know, again, with this round of stimulus checks, saw that.
Checks.
If they wanted to put and bump in gun sales, they did it because we saw that and people were making comments that that's where the money came from to buy the gun.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Stimulus builds, right?
Yeah. this one was called they got the stimmy check and they were picking up their guns and they were going, you know, and they were, and for that, this last week and for a part of the week prior, I guess they came out about 2 weeks ago, because the second they hit, it was instant. It was all going that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just we're about ready to wrap this up, but there's so much more that we will be talking about in the coming weeks. Just to give you an idea of how serious this is and how broad this is, the plan, the agenda from the White House and many Democrats in Washington that are wanting to push this this new gun reform. Here is all the things that have just been mentioned in the last week. The new background check legislation, which there are two bills that would change background checks. They are talking about banning, once again, talking about banning assault rifles, talking about banning high-capacity magazines. They are considering executive action that would ban ARs and magazines and maybe make certain parts illegal, just so instead of banning the gun outright, you just ban the parts on the inside and then the guns can't be built. And they're also talking about legislation that would once again start the discussion of a mandatory buyback program. All of those things have been put on the table in the last week. So there is it's across the board, the plans that they have, and we will keep an eye on all of it and continue to cover it and keep you informed here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors on both this podcast and the radio show. Jesse, before we let you go, remind folks one more time how they can come out and visit you at Razorback Armory, either in person or social media, website, all that stuff.
Yep, it's 12072 Manchester Road, half mile east of 270, right next to the tennis shop. Make sure you say Bo sent you. Apps, your regular, you know, Facebook, Instagram, RazorbackArmory.com. Give us a call, stop by, say hi. We'd love to see you.
Bo, it's the only gun store that you go to and you look for the sign that says tennis. Right?
That's how I find it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great.
I do want to mention, again, thanks to Jesse and Brad and Kenny for supporting the Big Dogs Poker Bash.
Yes.
Again, you can find details at my Facebook page, Bo Matthews, B-O-M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. Fifth annual Big Dogs Poker Bash, and it's supporting the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. We do have, which a lot of gun stores don't have, we have a P-80 9mm Glock raffle ticket going on.
Gun stores
and we also have a Henry Silverboy 22 long rifle. That's a collectible, isn't it, Jess?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Find
me if you want the raffle tickets.
Yeah, that's a great event. And Jesse and everybody there at Razorback, thanks for supporting that event and those type of community events. And, of course, thanks for being a sponsor of the show. We appreciate everything you do. And we'll talk to you again very soon, my friend.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
But all right. That
See
is
you,
going
brother.
To wrap up this edition of the podcast exclusive. Thank you so much for listening and sharing this podcast. Don't forget, there's two podcasts that go out each and every week. The radio show podcast goes out on Fridays, and this podcast exclusive goes out every Monday. For our producer, Carl Middleman, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you again for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.